The cases of Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Myanmar, and the Philippines. Compiled by Isra Abdul Kader and Mangala Nama CVM. Program Managers, Aero Email, Ezra@aero.org.my Email, Mangala@aero.org.my. The increasing prominence and incidence of extreme interpretations of religion, fundamentalism, and extremism in countries in the Global South is affecting women's sexual and reproductive health and rights, SRHR. While these manifest in many ways in women's lives, they are facilitated and enforced by regressive laws and policies, as well as traditional practices, that use narrow interpretations of religion as justification for suppressing human rights and discrimination. In many cases, the state uses religion to avoid accountability to rights holders. At the same time, countries are bound by human rights accountability mechanisms, such as the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, which guarantees substantive equality, i.e., equality of opportunity and results and the end to discrimination on many fronts. 1. This article illustrates how selected countries in Asia that are bound by CEDAW, nevertheless have laws, policies, and practices that are influenced by religious interpretation, resulting in mainstreaming of discrimination and limiting SRHR. 42table 1, the influence of extremism on SRHR in 5 Asian countries who signed onto CEDAW. India/Hinduism 2. CEDAW. Influence of extremism on SRHR. Signed in 1980 with declarations and reservations, A.16 Marriage and Family, A.5 Addressing Harmful Cultural Practices to Eliminate Discrimination, and on Non-Interference of the State in the Personal Affairs of the Community 3. Ratified in 1993.4. India is a secular democracy and equality for all is guaranteed in its constitution. Yet demography and religion identify majority populations with a nationalist identity 3 seeking to establish Hindutva, the hegemony of Hindus and Hindu way of life. This has helped pave the way for the growing influence of Hindu fundamentalist groups, including political parties joining mainstream politics, as evident in the growing popularity of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and Rashtriya Swayamsevaka Sangh. 5. While gaining momentum in recent years, attempts by the Hindu fundamentalists to increase their power and support base have been consistent, even during the colonial period and as part of the struggle against colonialism. 6. These fundamentalists have played on religion and caste-based differences to ensure systemic tensions between Hindus and Muslims over the years, and instigate and justify communal violence. Muslims, and Christians to some extent, are considered a threat to Hindu dominance, evoking actions around keeping this in constant check. 5. This has led to growing conservatism that manifests with greater controls around gender and sexuality, which mostly affects women, particularly marginalized women. These controls have many forms, including state-sponsored moral policing and control over young people's access to information and services. Women's bodies and honor continue to be the target of fundamentalists, with it being a significant focus of organized violence and control. 5. Fundamentalist ideologies manifest in the lack of clear laws on marital rape, which are considered to increase vulnerabilities of men. Similar arguments have been used against dowry and inheritance laws. 7. Women's lack of alternatives to marriage and limited legislation on control over matrimonial property are further influencing factors that support consistent discrimination. 8. The criminalization of homosexuality, which have been used to perpetrate violence against these groups and deny services, dates back to colonial rule, section 377 of the Indian Penal Code. There have been some efforts to change legislation to no avail. 3. In 2014, India's Supreme Court recognized transgender people as a third gender, but much needs to be done to ensure rights, including affirmative action and services, as these groups continue to be socio-economically stigmatized. 9. 43. Bangladesh/Islam 10. CEDAW. Influence of extremism on SRHR. Ratified in 1984 with accession and reservations on religious grounds Sharia law, A.2 on policy measure, and with A.16.1, c, on marriage and family. 4.11. Bangladesh is a secular state as per its constitution, but Islam is the state religion. Islamic Sharia law is also practiced. 3. Early marriage is justified by religious reasons. Girls who marry early are exposed to violence, sexually transmitted infections, and pregnancy-related complications. 11. Enforcement of the 1929 Child Marriage Restraint Act is problematic in such a restrictive context where gender stereotypes are strong. 12. The act identifies a minimum age of marriage for boys, 21 years, and girls, 18 years, while stipulating minor punishments of imprisonment and fines for those who facilitate child marriages. 13. A new act was passed in 2017, which now allows child marriage under special circumstances for underage girls with the permission of parents or guardians with approval from the courts. State reasoning for such a position also involved the erroneous assumption that stigma towards girls who are raped and sexually assaulted would be reduced if they marry the perpetrators. 12.14. Fatwas, which are passed by local elders such as Muslim clerics through the Shalish, a rural dispute resolution mechanism, has influenced violence against women and girls, particularly in rural areas. These fatwas are usually issued to punish women, by stoning and lashing, for activities considered antisocial or immoral, such as adultery, premarital pregnancy, immoral character, and premarital relationships. These offenses are not identified as such under Bangladeshi law. The fatwas are violations of the rights guaranteed by the Constitution. 15. These bypass the court system and have been on the rise since the 1990s. Selected countries in Asia that are bound by CEDAW, nevertheless have laws, policies, and practices that are influenced by religious interpretation, resulting in mainstreaming of discrimination and limiting SRHR. 44. Myanmar, Burma, /Buddhism 16.17. CEDAW. Influence of extremism on SRHR. Ratified in 1997 with accession and reservation, A.29 on settling disputes, 4. Demography and religion is used in Myanmar to identify with a national religious identity. 3. In recent years, the government has put in place a number of laws and policies to limit the rights of the Rohingya Muslims, a minority group in the Rakhine state in western Myanmar. The Rohingyas are denied citizenship through the 1982 citizenship law and their movement is controlled. Rohingya men and women have to get permission from the government to marry, and refusing to do so can mean imprisonment. They are limited to 2 children and have to sign an agreement, face fines, or imprisonment. Many Rohingya women face migration or have unsafe abortions. Children born outside of this limit are not registered. The Buddhist Women's Special Marriage Bill, passed in 2015, requires Buddhist women, not Buddhist men, and men from other religions, who wish to marry, to register their intention publicly. Existing unions will also have to be registered. The Religious Conversion Bill requires anyone who wants to convert to apply and get approval. The Monogamy Bill targets minorities who are considered to be sexually deviant. 18. Malaysia/Islam 19. CEDAW. Influence of extremism on SRHR. Ratified in 1995 with reservations. A.9.2, on nationality of children, 16.1, a, eliminating discrimination in all matters relating to marriage and family, 16.1, c, on marriage and its dissolution, 16.1, f, on guardianship, wardship, trusteeship, and adoption of children, and 16.1, g, on personal rights. 4. Although the supreme law is the constitution, Malaysia practices a dual system of law. Muslims are governed by both the civil courts and the Islamic court system, the Sharia 20 law. The latter is limited in its scope to personal law, e.g., marriage, divorce, adoption, and others, and matters pertaining to Islam of the majority, i.e., creation and punishment of offenses by Muslim persons against Islam. However, in recent times, the role of the Sharia court in policing behavior and limiting the rights of Muslims, especially in relations to SRHR, has been on the rise. Another area of contention has been fatwas. The penal code, applicable to both Muslims and non-Muslims, addresses rape and violence in sexual intercourse, but not marital rape, effectively sanctioning intimate partner violence. This 45 sanctioned violence is made worse for Muslim women by recent developments, when a campaign by a feminist organization to raise awareness against rape, Rape is Rape, No Excuse, received serious backlash from hardline Islamic groups denying the presence of marital rape in Islam. A FATWA 21 was then issued declaring that once a woman is married and the dowry is paid, she has no right to refuse sex with her husband unless she is menstruating, sick, or has just given birth. The civil court system criminalizes homosexuality. Islamic Sharia laws also criminalizes homosexual acts, either men or women, with up to 3 years of imprisonment and whipping. In 2008, a FATWA 22 was issued to ban tomboy behavior by girls and women. Other attempts to regulate women's dress and behavior have involved raids of night spots and charging Muslim women with indecent dressing or being in places of immoral activities. Under the Law Reform, Marriage and Divorce, Acts Sections 10 and 12, non-Muslims can only be legally married if they are aged at least 18 and will require parental consent for marriage if they are still below 21. However, for Muslims, the minimum legal age for marriage in the state's Islamic family laws is 18 and 16 for a male and female respectively. Moreover, those below these ages can still marry if they get the consent of a Sharia judge. Local Islamic family laws do not list the factors that Sharia courts need to consider before approving underage marriages or impose a limit on how young a Muslim can be married under this exception. Point 23. Evidence show that child marriage in the country is on the rise. The annual average of applications for Muslim child marriages recorded by the Department of Sharia Judiciary Malaysia between 2005 to 2010 is 849, while the annual average for 2011 to 2015 is 1029.24 recently, the Malaysian Parliament passed the Sexual Offence Against Children Bill in April 2017-25 which protects anyone under 18 years of age from sexual abuse, but failed to include a ban on child marriages. Activists have expressed dissatisfaction that a law aimed at protecting children failed to ensure that sexual relations with an underaged minor, even though sanctified by marriage, is not considered a crime. Point 26. 46. Philippines/Christianity, Roman Catholicism, 27. C. Influence of Extremism on SRHR. Signed in 1980 and ratified in 1981 with no objections. Point 4. The Catholic Church and its institutions wield significant social and political power in the Philippines. Despite the constitution stating that the Philippines is a secular state, it resembles a Catholic state in practice. The Responsible Parenthood and Reproductive Health Act of 2012, Republic Act No. 10,354, also known as RH Law 28, is a recent example of this. After a hard-fought battle of over 13 years, the bill became a law that mandated providing reproductive health information and services. Poor and marginalized women were envisioned as those most in need of these. However, the battle is not over. Responding to issues questioning constitutionality of the law raised by pro-life groups, the Supreme Court made amendments on the RH law that affect access to contraceptive supplies and services. In addition, the continuing prohibition against legal and safe abortion and divorce have been contentious issues fueled by religious influence. There have also been many reports of banning contraceptive availability and funding over the years by executive order in Manila 29-30 and more recently in Sorsogon City. The Philippines has no laws criminalizing homosexuality, it also does not have any laws protecting LGBTQ rights. The Senate Bill 1271 or the Anti-Discrimination Bill has been debated for 17 years now and has yet to be passed. If passed into law, the bill would ensure that stigma and hate would not hinder LGBTQIs from accessing education, healthcare, employment, and other basic rights. The Catholic Church, however, as well as several lawmakers, have positioned themselves against the bill mainly because they believe it has a hidden same-sex marriage component. 31. 47. Through these country insights, this review reveals that the influence of religion, including narrow interpretations and extremism, is all-encompassing and permeates private and public life. It has effects on the entire life cycle of women, and the marginalist is systemic and is deeply institutionalist. There is no real separation of state and religion, even in countries that claim to be secular. Further, the dominance of some groups over others because of religion is allowed to further solidify, which also affects community interactions and public perception, defines segregation within and outside communities, and the justification for discriminatory practices towards some. Religion offers state parties an additional means to justify consistent discrimination towards specific citizens and justify the lack of accountability. Religion is provided with a greater status than rights holders, giving it a life form that is considered infallible and unchangeable. It allows states to consistently limit its obligations in ensuring human rights and deny service provision to all people. Recommendations. States must remove any reservations on the basis of religion and protecting rights of religious groups, including rights of some religious groups over others, from human rights conventions, including CEDAW. States must implement the stipulations of human rights mechanisms in totality and recognize its obligations towards rights holders, while ensuring that it puts in place mechanisms that can operationalize these requirements. The influence of religion, including narrow interpretations and extremism, is all-encompassing and permeates private and public life. It has effects on the entire life cycle of women, and the marginalist is systemic and is deeply institutionalist. There is no real separation of state and religion, even in countries that claim to be secular. States have to minimize, if not remove, the influence that religion has on laws, policies, and institutions, including the removal of parallel legal systems, discriminatory laws, and policies, including those that are justified by religion, that target some over others, including those that are legitimized on the grounds of religion and religious sentiment. State officials and politicians should avoid the politicization of religion and its use to gain greater support and power amongst their constituencies. This includes not recognizing and not creating entry points for religious actors to influence states' policies and processes. States should enable mainstream progressive interpretations of religion and encourage practices of multiculturalism, pluralism, diversity, and non-discrimination, not just between communities but also within communities and for the marginalized.